Hey everybody, welcome back to a brand new episode of Popping Off About Pop Culture. I'm your host, Maggie.
It's me, Steven.
Real quick, if it sounds like I'm losing my voice, I'm actually like just getting it back. I was like screaming a lot over the weekend. I don't fucking know. I went to go see James Kennedy. That probably took a lot out of me. Yeah, you know, you guys, if you know, you know. Oh my God. Also, I'm pretty sure I got shanked at James Kennedy.
What?
I have this like big cut on my arm and I don't know where it came from. I just remember being like, ow. And then when I got in the Uber on the way home, I was like, I got shanked. I'm pretty sure.
Oh my God.
So whoever
What did you get
shanked
for
me,
jumping on the stage?
yeah, I know. Yeah, it's probably the security guard. He's probably like so tired of me.
Probably. I'm surprised you didn't get kicked out.
Well, I wasn't like causing a ruckus. I just kept like disobeying them.
I mean, yeah, that's warranted. That's enough to kick somebody out. If he has to tell you like more than once, that's enough to be like, you're gone.
It was like at least three times. So, whatever though. You know, I got a pumptini shot out of it. That's all I wanted. It was a good time. It was a really good time. I did get shanked though. So, whoever shanked me at James Kennedy, fuck you. Okay, this episode, we're gonna start off with like, we're gonna go the negative leading into the positive because a lot of negative things happened this week, a lot of sad things happened this week. So, we're just gonna get those things out of the way and then we're gonna end on a high. Sound good? Okay.
We're not sandwiching it today. It's just get them out of the way.
Yes, because I, yeah, y yes. Okay, real quick. Chris Brown, you know the story more than I do. You just told me before we started recording I had not heard of this, but like, not shocking.
Yeah, I'm not gonna go through all the details because it's just like violent and awful. But basically, Chris Brown is getting sued by a friend for assaulting him and very brutally. And I just needed to say, I don't want to get into details because I'm tired of talking about Chris Brown. But at the same time, I just like cannot make it clear enough. Why is Chris Brown still so popular? Why is he getting nominated for Grammys? Why are we listening to him? He is disgusting. He is vile. He has never shown any remorse for any of his actions. He continues to be an abuser. Stop listening to him. You guys are awful.
Like, there are so many other artists in the world that make better music, first of all, and are better, much better people than Chris Brown. And I also need artists to stop collaborating with him.
Yeah,
Like, please.
that's worse than the fans. Like, you're enabling even more. Because
Yeah.
it's like, well, I don't remember. I think Chloe. If
Yes,
yeah,
on her
if
album.
Chloe's doing it, so that means it's okay.
Nor,
Normani
Yeah,
making out with him
yes,
in a
was in
music
his
with him,
music video.
like that means it's okay. No, it doesn't. Okay.
Also, like, who, like, it in like the like producer world, like, wants to work with him? Like, what record label wants him? I don't get
I
it.
mean, he's still making a lot of money for them, so why do they care?
Oh, yeah, it's all about money. Ooh.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Yeah, so moral of the story is fuck Chris Brown forever. And anyone who argues with like, well, Rihanna forgave him. I don't give a shit. I'm not Rihanna. I don't have to forgive him. I don't need that for my peace of mind.
Yeah, exactly. Rihanna might need that for her peace of mind. I don't care. I can stay bitter.
Yeah.
Also, that was in like 2007, 2008. It's 2023 and he's still abusing people, so.
Yes, he's still doing it. Karrueche Tran has a restraining order against him. Like, he has just done nothing but wreak havoc on people's lives. So,
Yeah, so exactly. Fuck Chris Brown. That's it. That's all I'm gonna talk about him today.
yep. Okay. Ugh, guys, Matthew Perry, I am so fucking bummed. Like, everything I keep seeing about him, just like the little clips from Friends and or just like reading like the things that he said about his struggles with addiction and sobriety. I am just like, fuck, dude. Like, this guy like really gave us so, like, he gave us one of the best sitcom characters of all time.
Yeah, it really is a bummer. Like you said, it's horrible. And just like reading all the celebrities like comments about him, you know, like people who
Yeah.
starred in movies with him, directors, co-stars, it's just like, oh,
It's so,
sucks.
yeah, it's so terrible. Obviously, like, so unexpected. I know that the police said that there was no drugs or anything at the scene. And I'm really hoping that there was none in his system. I hope it was just kind of like, I don't know, he was in a jacuzzi and jacuzzis are like not great for anyone. They should like maybe be outlawed.
Yeah. I mean, there's always like a shit ton of warnings when you go into one. It's
That's
like, do
true.
not
Yeah.
enter if you're elderly, if you have a bad heart, if you smoke, if you're drinking, if you.
Right? Yeah. So if something has to have that many warnings on it, I'm not trusting it.
I'm gonna be honest, I'm still gonna get in a jacuzzi, but I see your point.
Yeah, you know, I haven't been in a jacuzzi in a while, but whatever. Yeah. I remember a while ago when I guess it was like only 2 years ago ish, when the cast of Friends did the reunion on for HBO Max. And I remember like when we were talking about it on here, I said that the one thing that like really stood out to me was when Courteney Cox was like, this is like, oh my God, I'm like getting chills. This is like the last time that we're all gonna be together like this, like all on
Oh
this
my
set
God, I didn't
and
even
just
think
like
about that.
enjoying this. And dude, it didn't have to be like this though. Like, not like that.
Right, I didn't even think about that.
Yeah. Oh my God. It makes me so sad. And I keep
It's
seeing like the
horrible.
picture of Joey sitting in the recliner and like he looks over and the recliner next to him is empty. And I also saw like
Oh, I
another.
kept seeing that too. Like,
Oh, it's.
what the fuck? Don't post that
Oh
shit.
my God. And then another one where from whatever episode they're all sitting in Central Perk and Monica says like something like, I just feel like so content, like when all of us are sitting here, like blah, blah, blah. And then Rachel's like, but Monica, Chandler's not here. And I'm like, oh my God, that's so fucking
Why
sad.
would people post that shit?
I don't know. To make it worse, to rub
Like,
it
shut
in.
up. Oh,
Yeah.
yeah. Rest in peace, Matthew Perry. What a horrible, tragic thing to find out. Everyone is just pretty devastated.
And like I am not ready. So the cast of Friends like did release a joint statement, but I am not ready like for like the tributes and like all of like their personal statements about it. I am not ready for that.
Yeah, and clearly they're not either. I mean, like, what do you even say? I don't know.
Yeah. Like
And
what do you say?
I go into thinking, like, if I had like a family member who passed away, like it would take me such a long time to release like a cogent thought.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. I just could not imagine. And it's like
Well,
everyone's looking to them to say something, but it's like, why? Like, they don't have to say anything. They've
yeah.
already said enough,
I
like
know. And then
during
like
his life.
exactly. And then like the other day I saw like Page Six like was taking paparazzi or like posted paparazzi pictures of David Schwimmer and it was like David Schwimmer keeping a low profile after friend Matthew Perry's death. It's like, yeah, he is. One
First
of his
of
best friends just fucking died. Like, leave
all,
him alone. Leave these people alone. Let them grieve in
okay.
peace.
What clickbait? Because, like, first of all, does David Schwimmer have a high profile?
Yeah, like to begin with, does he have a high profile?
Second of all, okay, that's not news.
Yeah. Like, my God, like get the cameras out of his face. Like, just leave everyone be. This is not only sad for like fans. But it's sad for his family, his friends. Like, we have to remember, like, this person wasn't just a character.
Yeah, he wasn't just somebody on your TV screen.
Yes, like, this was a person who had many friends, family that he was close to, like, that are all, you know, in disbelief and grieving. So let's just take that into consideration, okay? Like, the pain that we're feeling is only a fraction of what they are feeling. So,
Ugh.
yeah.
Horrible.
It's terrible. It still doesn't feel real. But, and also, all the people that are out there like watching Friends right now, I don't know how you're doing it. It's too soon for me. I can't.
I agree. I'm not a big rewatcher, but I don't think I could do that yet.
Ugh, I no, 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 no. Too soon. Too soon. Okay. So, Britney Spears' memoir. I know you did not read it, but I finished it. And I don't know how Britney Spears is still alive. I am so in awe of just like the strength that it took for her to make it through everything. I am like I'm like speechless because just like there's so much that like based on what we already know like shouldn't be shocking, but it just is like her dad and like the co-conservators and everyone around her literally controlled everything she did. Like she said that like her dad was always so critical of how she looked and like was always telling her like you need to go on these extreme diets, you can't be doing this, can't be doing that. And like she was like for years the only thing I ate was chicken and vegetables and it
Oof.
had like a reverse effect on her because like her body was like not getting the nutrients that it needed, so it was like holding on to whatever sustenance she was getting, thus like making her gain weight instead of lose weight. The lithium theories are true,
Yeah.
which explains a lot about why she, why we're all like, okay, but Britney Spears is like a little messed up, yeah, the effects of lithium are like lifelong. So, or like at least they have like permanent damage on your brain. Because so in 2019, that was when she went into the final like rehab facility that they forced her to go to. And she'd been taking Prozac for like a while. Like I think since she was like 19, 20, like not a huge deal, but they said that they just like made her stop taking it. And there they started like pumping her full of lithium. And she was like, it made me like lethargic. I like couldn't see straight. I couldn't think straight. I like didn't even know like, who I was.
That's insane. I think lithium is like the drug of choice for like bipolar disorder, but I don't think it's really used for like just depression anymore. At least
No.
like it's never the first line.
No. And it's so ironic because the memoir opens up where she's talking about like her grandparents and her dad's mom gave birth to I think she gave birth to a baby and I think the baby died like a few days later and she was just in such like a deep state of grief, but like back then it was like you're just crazy, so they like sent her to a mental health facility and there they pumped her full of lithium too.
But
I'm like how is history repeating itself like this? It's crazy.
like Britney's not that old. But I
No.
guess like, but mental health has come a long way, but she's still not that old
No.
for like that to be happening.
I
Oh, her family is just awful.
Like,
Like,
oh my God, she literally was like the only reason like I stayed alive and didn't kill myself was because of my kids. I'm like,
I
that
mean,
is
yeah, she had a horrible life.
it's just like the way that everyone around her just like manipulated her and was just making money. Oh my God, it makes me so sad for her. Like K-Fed, fuck that guy.
Oh my God.
Yeah, right. He would be like, okay, if you do this, like, I might let you see the kids more. Like, if you go to this facility, like your dad wants you to, like, maybe the kids can come over for dinner tonight. Like, it was just like holding them over her head at all times. Like, that's what her dad did. That's what Kay Fed did. Everyone around her. Also, a part that like gave me chills was when like the conservatorship first started, and she said that she kept track of her finances like in a very old-fashioned way. She would keep all of her receipts, put them in a bowl, and like add up her expenses for the month so she would know, like, like for tax deduction reasons and whatever. She said that like at the very beginning of the conservatorship, her dad like got rid of all those receipts, got rid of that system, and he was like, listen, I call the shots now. I'm Britney Spears now. I was like, that is literally like from a movie.
Ew. Yeah, that's just like pure evil. Like, I just don't. There's no other explanation for why these people would do these things to her besides like being just awful people.
Yeah.
It's like money's worth that much to you?
Yes.
Like, why can't you just be like a normal celebrity family member and just like write a book yourself and like try to become like a manager for somebody else, or like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just become like Instagram famous because you're Britney Spears' dad. Like,
Well, Instagram wasn't around then,
this is true,
but
but
I
you
know what
know
you're
what I
saying.
mean. Like,
Yes.
you can get a role, like a side role in a TV show or something, or
Something.
you can get
Yeah.
something because you're related to Britney Spears. Come on.
Exactly.
Like, Jamie Lynn. I mean, she's a whole
Boo.
other thing, but you know what I mean? Like, how she got
Yes.
her role on Zoey 101.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Just do that, you dummies.
Yeah, her mom, though, I didn't know this, did write a memoir like after she like shaved her head and like went crazy because of that. And she just like capitalized off of her pain. She's like, and Brittany, or it says in the book, like, I can't imagine if like one of my kids was going through like the darkest time in their life and they were just like so mentally and physically unwell, I would just hold them and like do everything I could to help them. But instead, my mom just took it and ran and made how much money off of it, off of her mental health. Crazy.
Disgusting.
Oh, fuck Justin Timberlake too. Fuck him. That guy sucks. Okay. I mean, up until recently, have known Justin Timberlake to be like the golden boy. You know, he's just like a nice guy. Whatever. Britney Spears said that he like basically cheated on her throughout the entire relationship, but she was just so like blindly in love with him, and she was like, maybe this is like just normal, like we're still really young, we're both at like the top of our game, like maybe this is just like he just like needs to get it out of his system. Well, obviously we know it's like not normal,
Yeah, that's disgusting.
but then, you know, like Cry Me a River comes out, and like this whole time we're supposed to be like we think that Britney Spears is the one like broke his heart and did him wrong and cheated, but it was him the whole time.
Right. I'm gonna be honest, like I never really thought about that song in that way because like when it came out, I wasn't really invested in all this.
Well, no.
But yeah, he ha is very manipulative. I mean, you can. There's a lot of things that have come out about, sorry. There's a lot of things that have come out about like him and like the Janet Jackson situation, how he kind of manipulated the media with that. There's a
Yes.
really good episode of You're Wrong About, a podcast about the Justin Timberlake Janet Jackson thing. So this is like not surprising, but I guess it's like a little worse than I would have imagined.
Yeah, it he was gross. And oh my God. And then she does like go into detail about the abortion, and you know, like her team was, or I think it was just like it was just Justin Timberlake and her like assistant, and they were like, well, we can't like go to a hospital because then it's going to get out into the news. So she like took the pills at home, and she was like, I literally thought I was going to die. Like I was in like the most excruciating pain. anyone could imagine. She's like, 20 years later, like, I can still like envision that pain. And then she said that Justin Timberlake was like laying on like the bathroom floor with her and stuff, but then he started playing the guitar as she was like writhing in pain.
That is
Come
horrible.
on, dude. That might be the worst part of it all.
That is horrible. Although the abortion pill, it's like misoprostol. I'm pretty sure you do take it at home. Like, I don't think you take it at a hospital.
Yeah, but she's such a just like
It
the
can,
cramping.
it's really bad, the
Yeah.
pill. It can be really, really painful. I mean, obviously, just think about what it's doing to your body.
Yes.
Yeah, it's horrible what it does to you.
So.
Obviously, she couldn't go get like a DNC or something, because she didn't want everyone taking paparazzi pictures of her leaving the clinic.
Yes. Right.
Ugh.
The last
Poor
thing I want
woman.
to, yeah, I know. But the last thing I just want to touch on is I know that everyone like makes fun of her like dancing videos on Instagram and stuff. And, you know, we're all like, Brittany, what the fuck are you doing with those knives and whatever? Like, why are you posting your boobs all over the place? She addressed that actually. And she was like, for so long, like my body was not my own. It was always someone else's to comment on, to criticize, to tell me what I should do with it, what I
Yeah.
shouldn't be doing with it. And now that I have this freedom, like I have the freedom, it like she's finally like in her own body and she can do
Right.
whatever she wants with it. And I just think that that's like a powerful thing. And I think that like obviously these videos like are like cringy or whatever we want to call them. I just think that we should like have that in the back of our mind that like Britney Spears, like this as like a 40 plus year old woman, like this is the first time she's had autonomy over her own body like ever. So I think that we should just like keep giving her that grace to just like be silly on
Right.
the internet and
Yeah.
you know like almost flash her vagine. So
Yeah, I mean, I think you and I both kind of suspected that's the reason she was doing this. We're like, well, she finally can post and do whatever she wants. So she's just
yeah,
like, what the fuck? I'm gonna do that.
exactly.
Is it a little over the top? Yeah, but like that's why both of us have not been hypercritical of her, because we're
Right.
like, so yeah, I think everyone else should do the same.
Exactly.
Like, who
Exactly.
cares?
I know.
It's
Exactly.
pretty harmless.
Yeah, I would say so, except for like the knife thing. I mean,
That was
like,
not harmless, but
yeah.
she's
Until we
fine.
found out they were just props, but that
Yeah.
was a little bit scary, I will
Yeah.
say.
No, I know. I agree with that one. The other things, it's like, who cares?
Yeah.
Just.
Just let her do what she just let her twirl around and, you
Yeah.
know, do whatever. Let's get into something fun though. Let's talk about the celebrity
Yay.
Halloween costumes. Let's end on a high note.
Yes.
Obviously, Heidi Klum.
Yes. Oh my
Like,
God, always.
I just think like Mariah Carey is to Christmas as Heidi Klum is to Halloween. And that's how we need to treat it. Treat Heidi Klum.
Yeah. I love it. She gets it every
Yes.
year.
Like the picture of her like in full costume with like the people that are like that are painted like peacock feathers. Genius. Amazing. I don't think it tops the worm, but it's still just like the detail.
I loved her little like flock with her too.
Yes,
Oh,
exactly.
it was perfect. Yeah, I mean, nothing's gonna top the worm, because that was
No.
just I nobody could ever be prepared for the worm.
Bizarre. The worst Halloween costume though, I actually have two. Well, maybe three. I don't know. Lil Nas X is a bloody tampon.
Ew, I didn't even see that. Thank God.
Like, where in your mind were you like, I have the perfect Halloween costume, and that was it? And no one was like, hey man, maybe we shouldn't do that.
That's stupid.
It's gross. Oh, Justin Bieber as like a scuba diver. How the fuck are you gonna walk around with the flippers on?
Yeah, he's stupid. I saw
Yeah.
that. I was like, what is this? That's lame.
And then Leonardo DiCaprio with the duck mask. That is also lame. What the fuck is that?
Yeah, no, I agree. That was unsettling. Side note, I saw Killers of the Flower Moon last week. Leonardo DiCaprio was ugly. I'm just gonna say it. Like, I don't think that man has looked good since like 2001. Like, he's hideous.
I have
Three and
never
a half
found
hours of
him.
him on screen, hideous.
Jesus Christ, 3.5 hours. Oof.
The longest movie I've seen in my entire life.
Oh my God.
Anyway.
Yeah, I've never really been one that was always like thirsting over Leonardo DiCaprio.
He just had like a boyish charm to him. He was, you
Yeah.
know, but he's ugly. Okay, I'm sorry. That's kind of mean, but after seeing him in that movie, I was just like, ugh. And then just like knowing how like he's like only dates like young women and just, I'm just like grossed out by him.
Did you see the picture of his girlfriend, like with her hand down his pants?
Yeah. That was weird.
What the fuck?
You, like, ew, why
What
would you even want to touch
the
that?
fuck? In
This
public?
old straight man, you know that thing stank.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, it's a butt anyway, regardless, probably stank, but like, you know he doesn't wash between those cheeks.
No.
Especially because he conserves water. Like, he's all about saving the earth. He probably doesn't even wear deodorant. Like, that man probably stinks. Okay, anyway, Halloween costume. Let's think of other really good ones.
Oh,
I really liked Saweetie as Edward Scissorhands.
that was good.
Classic.
Yes. Kiki Palmer as
Oh
the
my
Bride of
God.
Frankenstein, and then
Beautiful.
her baby, and the caption was, "You give me life."
Why was her baby so old? I was so Her
I
baby
have,
looked like grown. I
I
was like,
know.
who is this
I was like, did
child?
yeah, I was like, didn't you like just give birth?
Yeah, that like really threw me for a loop. I don't understand why the baby looked so grown.
I don't know.
Yeah, but Kiki Palmer was probably like my favorite besides Heidi Klum. She was really giving.
Yes, she was.
I'm trying
Try
to
to think of
think.
who else.
I thought I liked Lizzo's Tina Turner and her Elvira
Same.
outfits.
I
Loved
did
it.
too.
Let's think. What else do we got here? I'm just like scrolling through pictures to try to find
Right on. Let's
some
what do
good
we got?
ones.
God, what do we got?
Oh, I thought Megan Fox and Machine Gun Kelly looked great as like the Kill Bill people.
Yeah, me
Although, fuck
too.
her for her statement about the SAG strikes. I don't even want to get into it, but like,
Yeah.
stupid idiot. Like, what? Shut up.
Yeah.
She just sounded so stupid, but they looked amazing.
Yeah, nonetheless, they looked really good.
They were definitely in like a top 10 costume of this year, so.
Yes. I mean, I feel like this year was kind of like mediocre. I mean,
There was
we
a lot
had
of
some
people
like,
dressed as Britney Spears.
yeah, that's fine.
I mean, yeah, it's just they looked good, but it's like not, I don't know, nothing to
Yeah,
rave home about.
right.
Yeah, I don't know. I think we hit most of them.
Yeah, I mean, Heidi Klum is the mother of Halloween, so.
Ew, I'm fine. I'm just seeing Lil Nas X now. That's
See, like, what
gross.
the fuck?
That man's so weird.
That's so
I can't stand
nasty.
him.
Can't stand him, but I love him at the same time.
Oh, for sure. Like, jeez.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's get into our toast and our roast. Go right ahead.
Before we do that, I do want to give a
Go.
little update. The NHL is allowing Pride tape again because some of the players were like boycotting or some shit. So, thank God.
Think I was
Anyway,
right.
like, why does it take that much for sports organizations to do the right thing
Yeah.
always? Like, to be like, they're still behind the times, and and it takes that long for them to be behind the times. Like, they're like always like
Like
10 years in the past.
there are literally terrorist attacks happening every day in the world. And like your biggest focus is going to be like, you can't have rainbow color tape on your hockey stick. Like,
Exactly.
please be serious.
Yep. But they're allowing it again. Finally. It's like
Wow, great.
the
Thanks.
simplest little thing. Okay, my roast goes to Halle Bailey and DDG. who I just found out is from Pontiac, Michigan, and went to Central Michigan University.
Well, no way.
Anyway, did you see what they dressed up as for Halloween?
I did.
And they doubled down on it. They wore two separate outfits as Whitney Houston and Bobby Brown.
Oh, wait, I didn't see the Whitney Houston one.
They dress as Whitney Houston and Bobby Brown twice. They like recreated two famous photos. R
Oh.
read the room. That is disgusting. Who allowed this?
I just saw her as Janet Jackson
Oh no.
and
Oh yeah, I saw those too.
Tupac. Yeah.
No, she Whitney Houston, Bobby Brown
Oh,
twice.
yikes.
That's why I'm roasting. The Tupac Janet Jackson. No, that wasn't bad. That's fine.
Okay.
Isn't that gross? Like, why are we celebrating this? Like, and somebody tweeted and like replied, they're like, what happened to Barbie and Ken? Romeo and Juliet? Anything like but this. Like, this is not a
Anything
couple to
but.
be lauding, like what Bobby Brown put Whitney through. It's just it's gross.
Yeah,
It's weird.
not a good choice.
It's just like you could have done anything and you chose
Yeah.
to do this and double down. Stupid. Anyway,
Yikes.
it's just like, yeah, like that'd be like being like Chris Brown and Rihanna. It's like, read the room. This is disgusting. Same exact,
Woof.
it's the same exact thing.
Yeah, no, you're right. You're right.
I
Woof.
mean, well, one was like a married couple, but whatever. Okay, my toast goes to Jacob Elordi, Elordi, however you pronounce it. because he said the only thing he really knew about Elvis was from Lilo and Stitch.
Work.
And I respect it so much.
Me too.
I fucking love Gen Z for this
Good.
reason.
Good. You know what? As good. I'm glad that his only reference was Lilo and Stitch.
And I saw a little clip from the trailer, gave me chill from a new trailer, it gave me chills.
Yeah.
His
Is that
accent, I
like
think,
in
is
regular theaters and stuff?
yeah, it's gonna be in MJR at least. I looked.
Okay. Because I do
I'm
want to
very
see it.
excited for it. I didn't see the other Elvis movie. I don't give a fuck. Fuck Austin Butler. He's
Oh my
annoying.
God.
But
No.
this,
You guys don't
I
watch
just
it.
love that Austin Butler like had to spend like years getting himself into this role, pretending to be Elvis nonstop. And this guy's like, I'll watch Lilo and Stitch. And he's gonna come get nominated for like a Golden Globe for it. And I love it. And I love that they're like gonna be shit talking Elvis basically for being a predator.
Yeah.
I was like, Elvis was a predator and he was like a racist. He stole music from black people. So
Yeah, and that is not how it's portrayed in the Austin Butler Elvis movie.
yeah, and that's why his family doesn't like this Priscilla movie and they love the other one.
Well, says a lot, doesn't it?
I know. I remember when things were coming out, they were like, oh, his family's disapproving of this Priscilla movie. I was like, yeah, because they're showing him as the predator he is.
Yeah, right.
And like, poor Priscilla, she's like, she was still like saying like recently, like how it like wasn't creepy, like blah blah blah. She's like, I was never taken advantage of. I was like, but you were. Like, that's what everyone in like a relationship like that says. Like, you don't think you were. And like, you don't want to think that you were like taken advantage of. Like, nobody wants to think that.
Eight.
That they were like a victim of a predator
Yeah.
and statutory rape. But you were.
That's
You
for a
were, though.
therapist to work through with her.
I know. Anyway, can't wait to see the movie.
Yeah, I'm
And
excited.
thank you. And anyway,
Yes.
thank you for like that's just like spoken like a true Gen Zer. Like, I just love it. And like the same with like Rachel Zegler being like, yeah, I don't fucking like Snow White, but whatever, it's a role. Here I am.
It's
It's like, who cares?
a check.
Exactly. It's a job at the end of the day.
Yeah,
Entertain us.
exactly. Okay, my roast goes to Charli D'Amelio for cosplaying a Walmart employee. I hate when celebrities do this. I don't think it's cute when Lady Gaga does it. I don't think it's cute when Lana Del Rey does it. And I really don't think it's cute when Charli D'Amelio does it. Because, like, it's like, for Many people, this is like real life to them. This is how they're fucking surviving. And it's not like a cute, glamorous thing. So I just hate when celebrities do that. And they like make, not like make fun of it, but like make light of it.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. I still don't really understand what happened with the Lana Del Rey thing. I think she was just there and they were like, "You want to work?" And she was like, "Okay." That's what I kind of got out of it, but whatever. It's Lana Del Rey. But yeah, I don't really get the Charli D'Amelio thing. Like I like watched the video and like I don't know any context for it. Like why was she at Walmart doing that?
I
I
don't
don't get it.
know. I don't get it either.
I think
I
Lady Gaga at least was like raising money for something, wasn't she?
Oh, I don't know. If she was, then I guess I'd take that back, but
I think for some reason she was like raising money and then she like showed up and was like, "I'm gonna help you guys." And she was like promoting something. I don't know. I
oh,
might be
okay.
wrong.
Well,
Either
okay.
way, I still
Charli
don't like
D'Amelio
it.
doing it was not for raising money or anything other
Like,
than to like put on YouTube.
but like regardless, like you said, it's like making light of people who like this is how they make their living.
Yes, like
And it's
this
like,
is how they're
haha, look at me. I'm
surviving.
just dressing up as a little Starbucks barista.
Yeah, like no, dude, like these people are suffering for for the bare minimum, you know?
Yeah.
And you're out here on TikTok making money off of doing cute little dances and whatever the fuck else. So, yeah.
Yeah, Lady Gaga was partnering with Starbucks for the Born This Way Foundation.
Oh,
And they were
okay.
like, had these specific cups and they were donating money to the foundation. Let's say,
Well, I
I
take
thought it
that
was
back
that.
then.
So, like, that's still better. But at the end of the day, she didn't really need to be there serving it up, but she was just promoting it.
Yes. Okay. Yes.
So that's like a little bit better than just like, haha, I'm a Waffle House employee,
Yeah.
I'm a Walmart employee.
Oh, God. Ew. Please just
Yeah.
like stick to your TikTok lane and let the Walmart employees stick to their lane.
To be honest, I haven't heard anything from them in a long time.
The D'Amelios?
Are they still popular?
I think that there's like a new season of their Hulu show.
Oh my God, really?
I think. I don't really go
Wow.
on Hulu,
I'm not really
so.
their demographic, so I just like
Yeah, I'm not a
I
13 year
just
old
like I literally
girl,
see
so.
nothing about them until people
Yeah.
get like mad at them, like for doing this Walmart thing.
Oh, and then Charli D'Amelio is dating Landon Barker, Travis Barker's son.
Yeah, this is true.
Yeah. So, but that's the only updates I got on them.
This is off topic, but I just thought of it because like Addison Rae, Charli D'Amelio, they're both like TikTokers, whatever. Do you see that video or that like picture of Addison Rae dressed up as Britney Spears reading her memoir like in the streets?
Yes.
What? Why was she doing that? Like,
Because
girl, you're not reading.
Addison Rae, I think, is like finally getting it. Like, she's finally like playing into like the campiness of it all, and I'm here for it.
It was so funny. I'm like, what are you doing? I was like, girl,
And
you're
then
not reading. Shut up.
Trisha Paytas like recreated it for
She
Halloween.
dressed up as Addison Rae, dressing up as Britney Spears, reading the memoir. That I also feel like Trisha really gets it lately.
Yes, yeah. Oh my God, so good. Okay, well, my toast goes to Flavor Flav for singing the national anthem at whatever basketball game that was. Did you see it?
I did.
This
I
man
really did.
put his heart and his soul into that national anthem.
He did. I don't know if he hit a single note.
Definitely did not.
I think I could have sang it like equivalently as good as him.
The entire time I was watching it, I was like, I could do this.
Yeah, same. That's exactly what I was thinking. Also, like, how did the people in the audience and like the athletes not start laughing?
There was like a few of them that had like
Like
smirks on their
smirks.
face.
I would have lost my shit.
I would have started dying.
I mean, like, I guess if you're like an athlete, you have to be like a little professional. But
No,
like,
not in
if
that
you're in the audience
circumstance.
at, yeah, it's like, what are you gonna do? Was like, you guys, this was not serious putting him in here to do that.
Who chose him?
I feel like he called up and was just like, "Hey, can I do the national anthem?"
And they were
Like,
like,
let's be
sure.
real. If you want to do it at a Pistons game in Detroit, like, who's gonna say no? Yeah, cut out the youth Detroit choir. Flavor Flav's coming in. They can do it next week.
Oh my God. And you know that would happen. You know that would happen.
Yeah. I would love to go to a sporting event just to see Flava Flav open it
Oh
up with
my,
the national anthem.
I would buy
I would
tickets
be
just for
seated.
that. Yep.
I would be seated.
Oh man. Well, I feel like that's a good place to end it.
Think so too.
You guys know where to find us on Instagram at Popping Off About Pop Culture. You can stream us anywhere you listen to podcasts. Give us a like, subscribe, a follow, a 5-star rating. Did I already say that? I
I
don't
don't
know.
know. Well,
I
do
kind
it
of just like
twice.
on
I don't know.
autopilot when I do this now, but whatever. Tell your friends, tell your family, tell a stranger on the street, and go read Britney Spears' memoir. It's actually a really good read and it's really fast. The print is huge. Like
Good.
you'll get through it in 3 days, like I did.
All right. See ya.
See ya.